Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ramon Ray is here. Ramon is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is a serial entrepreneur, editor-in-chief for Smart Hustle Magazine, and his new book is called The Celebrity CEO. That's one of several he's written, and I think we've launched all of them on the show. And he's one of the smartest guys we know. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me here, man. It's always good to be here, chat with you, talk to your community, and thank you for all you do in service of small businesses. So it's good to be here. Thanks, man.
You too, Ramon. Thank you for being here. So just when we thought we'd had heard all we needed to know about social media and more, and maybe more than we wanted to know, there's a new one. There's another one. Tell us about it.
Yes, indeed, Jim. Clubhouse is a brand new app. It launched, I think, about last April, so it's very new compared to, you know, other apps. And the summary of it is we can go wherever you want with this, but the bottom line, A, it's audio only, Jim. Two, it only works on iPhones. Three, thousands and thousands of people, Jim, are on it. So it's working. Four, it's invite only. So there's a bit of this fear of missing out, a bit of this tension involved. And the summary of it is, Jim, you sign up, you use your contact list and other places to find out your friends and a common interest, and you can join a room and listen in to live audio or start your own room. That's the summary of Clubhouse. I've been on it for hours. It is a time suck.
Are you serious?
I think it's pretty cool.
So, man. When you join in, are you saying that there are conversations? And folks, I'm playing the foil here. Besides the fact that it's my job, I actually don't know much about the clubhouse. But I'm gonna act like I'm everybody else in the audience, most of them. When you join a conversation, are you lurking? You said you have to be invited. What's the story on that?
Correct. So you have to be invited only to even get the app. That's point one. So far,
I'm feeling a little bit left out here, a little bit disenfranchised here, because nobody's invited me yet. I'm hurting a little bit here, Ramon.
Well, you're a big time radio guy, and also there's only limited invites. So if Ramon used two, that's it for Ramon at the time.
Really?
So yes.
Wow.
Limited per, you can't not unlimited invites. Very a lot of friction involved. But so you join in, you listen to the room, and yes, Jim, like me and you right now, but it's an app that you can see. So you see the avatar or image of who's joined your room, like if it was right now, for example.
Right.
And then the room moderator, Jim, can click and bring you on stage to talk. So it's a very simple but very
powerful. How many people are in a group?
I've been in rooms, Jim, with 10 people to over 1,000 people.
Really?
And the tip is that I go to rooms where there's less people, so I can have a bit more prominence, if that makes sense. Going to rooms
and,
with 3,000 people.
What is the attraction? What is the ROI for the time?
Here's the attraction. I'll tell you the ROI real quick. For very small businesses who are service-based, if there's a room in there about leadership, and you happen to be a leadership coach, Jim, that means you and 30 others are chatting about leadership. When it's your turn to come on stage, I've seen it happen in real life. Everybody else thinks you're important, starts to follow you, and you may say to them, hey, listen, contact me on Instagram or offline. Let me know how I can serve you and help you.
Right.
That could lead to a new client.
So it's a networking. It's a networking. Whereas on LinkedIn, people look you up and they see what you've said on you printed or published or you've been endorsed or whatever. What you do, in this case, before they follow you, they get to actually hear your voice and see whether you know anything or not, whether you're worth or not
following. Absolutely, and that's the key.
Following happens off of the Clubhouse.
At this time, well, you know, you can follow people on the Clubhouse app. Yes, you can, But, of course, many of us have our built-in Twitter or Instagram followings. Right now, Jim, there's no way to DM, to directly message people. That's the thing. Clubhouse doesn't have that built in yet.
Right. Interesting. But even though I haven't been invited, I can't, if I have not been invited, I can't go online and listen now?
Unfortunately, the amazing Jim Blasting Game can have no participation unless he gets an invite. Yes.
See, that's when you think about what we're going to talk about in the next segment, that's kind of a badge of honor for me in a way. If you think about it,
I kind of like maybe that I'm
not being included in some social media. Anyway, so what else do we need to know about this? I mean, it sounds to me like it's just another method of networking.
It is indeed, Jim, and I think two things I'll add, though. I want to say, A, it is a great tool for listening as well. Imagine hundreds of conversations from leadership to social media to how do I raise my kids, thousands, hundreds of conversations. So definitely you're learning. It's like listening to talk radio, as we're doing today, or podcast, but it's live and you can join. So that's one. And then two, yes, the networking. And Jim, frankly, building your community. If you're a small-time lawyer in Austin, Texas, and there's a discussion happening about how to sell your business in Texas, you may want to find that community and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? Can you search for conversations, or are they archived? Could you go back and listen to something that's already happened?
You cannot, which is kind of the reverse beauty of it, Jim, because once it's gone, it's gone. So it's in real time.
Sort of like Snapchat.
At the moment. That's correct. 3 a.m. or 2 p.m. 24/7, somebody's talking about something. And it's slanted, Jim, towards creatives, towards the quote-unquote digerati, at least as I've seen, social media, video, things of that nature.
But you said it earlier, it's kind of a time suck. You got to be careful. I said this in the beginning before you were coming on, when I was telling them you were coming, that what's the best use of your time? Do we really need another social media platform? In fact, I think we're going to talk about something in a minute. I mean, how much of this do we need? You've got to be a discerning participant in these things, don't you, with your time?
You do, Jim. You do. You have to pick what you want to do, and you can only do so much. And I think the only advantage of an app like Clubhouse, since it is new, for those in your audience that feel, you know what, all the other apps, there's so much noise, this now is a new app that's brand new, and it's kind of a level playing field for everybody. Ramon, right? 30,000 followers on Twitter. Jim, I only have 200 or 300 followers on Clubhouse, so it's new for just about everybody who wants to join.
But folks, I want to remind you, he had two opportunities to invite people, Armand did, and I wasn't one of them. I'm still trying to figure out how I should feel about that. We're going to be right back with Ramon Ray, our good friend, after the break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.